Jean Randall. British Prime Minister Theresa May's third attempt to get her Brexit divorce deal with the European Union through Parliament has failed. Today's vote was 286 in favor, 344 against. The opposition Labour Party made immediate calls for May to resign to pave the way for a general election. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
We need to get a better deal. The country deserves a better deal, and I'm convinced that a better deal can be negotiated. And if members decide, the chance for people to have a final say. If we cannot do that on Monday, then I ultimately, and many others would agree with me, see no alternative other than having a general election to decide who rules this country in the future.
British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn. The special counsel probe of the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign is over, but there is still a battle of words over its findings. President Donald Trump is leading the Republican Party attack. Here is AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a campaign speech in Grand Rapids, Michigan, President Trump celebrates the end of the Mueller investigation.
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
During the rally in which he claimed vindication, Trump also claimed the investigation was a conspiracy by his political opponents.
This was nothing more than a sinister effort to undermine our historic election victory and to sabotage the will of the American people.
Trump also called Democratic presidential candidates radical and the Green New Deal a dangerous reinvention of society. I'm Tim McGuire.
The White House says Chinese and American trade negotiators made progress today during what were called candid and constructive discussions in Beijing. The talks will continue next week. This is VOA News. The Wall Street Journal reports that an anti-stall system was activated on the Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 before it crashed earlier this month with a loss of 157 lives. The paper says its sources were people who were briefed on investigators' initial conclusions on the accident. The crash in Ethiopia was similar to another doomed MAX 8 flight in Indonesia in October, when all 189 on board died just minutes after takeoff. Boeing says it is close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system of its now grounded MAX 8 fleet. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says extremism is not welcome in her country. She spoke in Christchurch to commemorate the 50 people who died in the shooting attack on two mosques 2 weeks ago.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. They were simple words, repeated by community leaders who witnessed the loss of their friends and loved ones. Simple words whispered by the injured from their hospital beds. Simple words spoken by the bereaved and everyone I met who has been affected by this attack. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
The service was held near the Noor Mosque, where 40 of the massacre victims were killed by a suspected white supremacist. Representatives from dozens of countries were there. One was Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
New Zealand has responded to hate with love. They've responded to violence with peace. And I think that is a very, very powerful message.
Officials in cyclone-battered Mozambique say the number of cholera cases is rising quickly. There were 5 reported cases on Wednesday. By late Thursday, that number was close to 140. Cyclone Idai battered Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi 2 weeks ago with hurricane-force winds and heavy rains. The official death toll is approaching 800. Medical authorities fear the spread of disease could be a second disaster in the making. President Trump says he has overruled his education secretary and that his 2020 budget proposal will fund the Special Olympics. Betsy DeVos created a national firestorm this week, announcing she was cutting nearly $18 million from the Games, which give physically and mentally challenged athletes the chance to compete in Olympic-style sports. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie has taken charge of the U.S. Central Command, which oversees military operations in the Middle East, Central and Southwest Asia. Speaking at the change of command ceremony Thursday in Tampa, Florida, McKenzie said his command remains at the ready to do what has to be done as the U.S. winds down counter-Islamic State operations in Iraq and Syria and continues efforts to pressure the Taliban in Afghanistan, even as the insurgent group in the United States continue peace discussions. Gene Randall, VOA News.